Have you ever wondered why Taurus entrepreneurs have a knack for keeping calm under pressure? We are going to explore that and so much more in today's episode of the Zodiac Business Series, where we are diving into the steadfast, reliable, and pleasure-seeking nature of Taurus energy. Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Sophia Pallas. I am an astrologer and an online business strategist, and I'm here to help you to decode the ancient wisdom of astrology, to apply some really practical tips and insights into your online business. On this channel and on this podcast, we talk about all things from setting up your personal brand and improving your personal brand through to your email marketing strategy, your online launches, and of course, your copy, because I am also a copywriter. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we are talking all about Taurus energy, which has a special place in my heart because I am, full disclosure, a Taurus rising. So get comfy, listen up, and let's explore this next sign on the zodiac wheel. So far in the Zodiac Business Series, we've looked into the pragmatic, ambitious, and practical energy of Capricorn, the visionary, unconventional powerhouse known as Aquarius, the creative and empathetic Pisces, and the dynamic and bold world of Aries. Now it's time for the strong and steady energy of Taurus. We are in Taurus season as I record this, and we're about to have the biggest astro event of the year happen in this sign. It is Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, abundance, and growth or expansion, connecting with Uranus, the great awakener. Uranus is the planet of change and disruption and sudden insight. So it is a great idea to look at the Taurus part of your birth chart. And in particular, if you know you have planets or points at 21 degrees of Taurus, there is something dramatic or a sudden insight coming through or unfolding for you to do with expansion or growth in the Taurus part of your chart right now. So think about that. This energy isn't just a one-day thing though. So if you're listening to this or watching this later in the year, something has or is shifting for you in this part of your chart this year. Let's get back on track with today's episode. We are talking about Taurus energy in business. So let's do a bit of an overview of Taurus energy right now. The symbol of Taurus is the bull. It's an emblem of strength and tenacity. It's a strong animal that's not easily swayed, which perfectly fits this steadfast nature of Taurians. The core characteristics of Taurus, they're known for their determination, for their loyalty, for their love of all things luxurious. They bring a sense of stability and are often the rock in professional and personal settings. So there is this sense of real stability about the Taurian personality. The significance in the zodiac is that as the second sign of the zodiac following Aries and following the initiation of spring, Taurus represents this consolidation of resources and efforts. This sign is the embodiment of immersion into spring, where the focus is on growth and nurturing what's been planted. So what's been planted in Aries season is then consolidated and grown in Taurus season. So important traits to know about Taurus energy in your business, whether you have a Taurus sun, a Taurus rising, a Taurus midheaven, a Taurus moon, a Taurus Mercury. These are important traits and, you know, all of the signs I mentioned earlier. Leadership and work style of a Taurus energy person is calm and methodical. So Taurus energy prefers a structured approach to spontaneous decisions. So they thrive in environments where they can build long-term plans and see projects through from conception to completion. And I want to use myself as an example because I am a Taurus rising and I have worked with my clients on their launch projects over the last few years. I love bringing structure to a client project, bringing structure to even spontaneous decisions. That idea of let's launch, but let's create a plan so that we can see it through. This is a gift of Taurus energy. Building out those plans to see the projects through because it's a step by step by step energy, right? You love a bit of a process. The strengths here are that perseverance, that thoroughness, that eye for beauty and value. I should clarify that Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus. So those Venusian themes, you know, Venus is the planet of beauty, relationships, money, value, worth, all of that stuff, that is going to come through strongly in Taurus energy. And that makes Taurus energy types excellent in businesses and in positions in business that require that keen sense of quality, sustainability because of the thoroughness and the perseverance, but also this keen eye for quality, value, and things that feel good. Taurus is connected to the senses. Taurus is connected to pleasure. And that's another Venus theme. You know, Venus is also the planet of pleasure. So Taurus energy types will be deeply aware when things do not feel pleasurable. And that can be a real asset in business because you have this ability to see what's going to work and what's not going to feel good. Taurus entrepreneurs are particularly good under pressure, and here's why. It's because of that persistence, it's because of that stubbornness, but in a business context, they are determined and relentless to pursue their goal, which allows them to push through challenges that might overwhelm others. Like there is this steadfastness to the Taurus energy that means that they can push through under pressure. Practically, that means that Taurians are also grounded and practical, right? They also have this ability to remain focused on what is going to move the needle, what truly matters, without getting sidetracked by distractions, by fleeting things, by social media, hopefully, or temporary setbacks. This is a practical energy. It's able to make solid decisions even in stressful situations. And one of those greatest strengths in business, one of that Taurus energy's greatest strengths is their patience. This understanding, this innate understanding that meaningful results require time and persistence. So they have this longer term perspective that some of the other signs might not have that keeps them steady and composed under pressure. They're also resourceful. Taurus energy is very resourceful. It's an earth sign. So that equips it with this strong sense of resource management. And whether that's time, money, or materials, Taurus or Taurians know how to make the most of what they have. And that ensures they can sustain their efforts even when times are tough. There's this natural ability to make it work. Taurians also love routine. So this is another, I guess, strength. It can also be a challenge, and we're going to get to that in a moment. Taurus people, Taurus entrepreneurs often develop and rely on routines and processes to make their work more efficient. And this familiarity of the routine can breed confidence and allow them to operate more efficiently and effectively under pressure because they can fall back on those established patterns and practices because they do that methodical work upfront. So when crunch time happens, they know they can push through because they've got the structure, they've got the systems and the processes to support them. But it's not all sunshine and roses for Taurus energy, as much as the bull would love it to be always perfect, sunny and plenty of grass to eat. The challenges of Taurus energy is its resistance to change. It is a fixed sign, a fixed modality. So in the fast-paced business world, that can sometimes hold them back. That can sometimes be the roadblock. There are plenty of mitigating strategies for counteracting this, you know, resistance to change. And one of those things is, in business happens naturally, putting yourself in situations where you can experience and adapt to change, but in a controlled and manageable way, at least at first, to kind of build up your tolerance, I suppose, if you've got a Taurus, strong Taurian energy. Yeah, the big challenge for Taurus is that resistance to change and potentially being stuck in a certain way of doing things long after that way of doing things has stopped serving you. And that's something to be aware of, you know, that it's really important to recognize that about yourself if you have this strong fixed earth Taurus energy, that you can keep doing things even though they don't work for you anymore, just because you were in the routine of doing them, just because you felt you had a solid system in place to do that. So that's really good to know. So here are some down-to-earth tips for Taurus entrepreneurs to help you keep your business game strong and steady. First of all, use your natural knack for seeing projects through by spearheading or taking the bull by the horns with the long-term projects. Your consistency and attention to detail is going to ensure that these projects thrive. So long-term projects are great for you. You want to work on your flexibility by setting small incremental goals that will involve new strategies or technologies. This is going to help you to become more adaptable without overwhelming that need for stability. There is that very strong need Taurus energy has for stability and security. So consider that, how you can just set small little achievable goals with these new strategies to get you moving out of your comfort zone, to get you moving things forward, to get you adapting to change without it feeling like you've just pulled the rug out from underneath you. You can also leverage your love of luxury and beauty and pleasure by aligning your business with those types of products and services. So where your natural affinity for the finer things, for the more pleasurable things, will serve as part of your unique selling proposition, as part of your brand. You can use that in your brand. You're also going to want to expand your comfort zone because you love that routine and there's nothing wrong with that. But comfort zones can get a little too cozy, and the magic saying, you know, magic happens outside the comfort zone. So start small. Again, maybe there's a new marketing tactic you can try once a month. There's a new strategy that you haven't considered before that you can just dip your toe into to see how it feels before you dive in to changing all of the things. Because you might find something that works and that's awesome for you. Taurus is naturally trustworthy and dependable energy. So you can also use that to your advantage. People love doing business with someone they can trust, they can count on, someone who's reliable. And I know that that's what I've found with my own clients. They come back because I have that steady consistency and reliability in business. And that's one of my strengths. And I love that. But that means that you can keep building relationships both in person and online and grow your network with that sense of trustworthiness, of dependability. You know, people want to connect with people that they can count on. So keep that going and network and grow, like plant roots in good, strong networks that will allow you to grow, you know, your word of mouth reputation as well. Patience pays off for Taurus as well. If anyone can teach a masterclass on patience, it's not me, by the way. I have many other elements in my chart that mean that I'm not that patient. But if you have strong Taurus energy, you have an innate sense of patience. You have an innate sense that things can take their time. Great things take time, especially in business. Whether you are waiting for that business idea to bear fruit or for something like an investment to mature, trust in the process. your patience is a superpower. So you can use that to calmly, more calmly navigate the ups and downs of this entrepreneurial life. But remember, even though you have this great patience, don't wait too long before taking action. Make sure you're following the opportunities and not letting them slip by because you're waiting for something else, or you're, you know, waiting for it to happen in a different way. Like, make sure your mind is open to the possibilities of things happening for you and that you're able to move and shift in ways that you need to. Treat yourself as you treat your business. This is a great tip for anybody, but especially I think for this Taurus energy and for these more nurturing of the signs. You are great at nurturing your business and building your business and putting that time and effort into your business like it's a beautiful garden. But don't forget to also put that attention into yourself. Make sure you carve some time out for your own hobbies and your passions outside of work. Taurus energy can get very focused on building the thing and forget about the other things that make life more pleasurable. And that's very important to Taurus energy, to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. So keep your personal life enriched, and that will allow you to bring more of your best self to your business. And if anyone embodies that, a happy entrepreneur is a productive entrepreneur. That is Taurus energy. All right. That is Taurus energy in a nutshell. Let me know, did you find these Taurus traits align with your approach in business if you have strong Taurus energy? Let me know in the comments below the video or tag me on Instagram with your thoughts. I would love to know how these characteristics are playing out in your business. And of course, if you're looking to deepen your understanding or refine your business strategy and messaging according to your zodiac sign or your astrology chart, it's time to book a one-on-one session with me. This is where I will take you into your astrology chart in depth and unpack all of these elements for you. I have helped hundreds of online entrepreneurs to discover their own business superpowers and get really aligned with their natural energy in business so they can feel clear and decisive, business flows better, and they get better results. And I would love to help you do that too. So today we have explored how this dependable and steadfast and steady nature of Taurus can be a great asset in the business world. And check out the other episodes in the Zodiac Business Series to get the download on the business energy of the other signs. I release one of these episodes about every month, so stay tuned for more soon. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at Sophia Palace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.